Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show, joining us as he does every Sunday morning is Rick Fuccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, what's the confidence level like going into tomorrow night's program in Launceston?
Shane, pretty confident we might be able to tip a winner and get the best bet home for the listeners.
All right, well, what about the first leg of the quarter? It's over the 600, it's a very even running field.
Yeah, Shane, look, one of my on-top picks has been scratched. It got injured quite badly in Hobart in Gemstone Jack, so he's going to come out of my tips today, Shane. On Wednesday, I was giving you a very good chance. Look, I went with two good odds, Demon. Look, there's a good chance that this player might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, he'd be very, very hard to beat. He's a good, honest little chaser. He's recorded 35.19 on the Launceston track, and look, I think him leading and dealing, he'll be hard to beat. Two on top, Mumford Sun. Now, look, he showed no speed at all in Hobart on Thursday night, and he stormed home and run fifth. I've got a feeling suspicion Anthony Bullock might be getting him ready for the National Distance Championships over the 700, and he's just lost a bit of his speed, but he's grinding home very well. Fox 8 will probably be a help to him, and I've got him in the second pick. I put in number 4, Part-Time Pete. He's going very, very good here. Only a poor little stat on the track and distance. He's had 8 runs over the 600 metres for 1 minor placing, but he's going a lot better this time in. He's got a chance. And I'm going to throw in number 5, Lonesome. She may well be one of the leaders in the race with good odds, Demon. And look, she has recorded 35.07 on the track. 2, 8, 4, and 5.
The Winter Stakes is a race number 6 on the card. Dominic Stove really showing it liking for the 720-metre dilly.
Well, Shane, I reckon the 720 is short enough for it. It looks like it might run 900 metres. It just keeps one batting at the one speed all the time. And look, it just outstays its rivals. It wants the fence. It's going very, very good at the moment and signing up for a winning hat-trick. I can't see why I can't win again, and it'll be very, very hard to beat. Number 8, Dominic Stove. 7, Pedro's Vineyard, I put in for second. She's less consistency. She's always thereabouts. She always finds one better than her. But look, you must put her in for second. I put in number 6, Alwyn Benz. Now, they're the first 3 place getters from last week. So I'm putting them as 1, 2, 3. And Wild Cindy didn't have a lot of luck last week. Got shuffled out of it early. Got trapped wide. And look, it ran in the 5th spot. And look, I just think with that runner under its belt, it's got a chance. 8, 7, 6, and 3.
In the third league, Irish Gift put up the picket fence before being beaten at Devonport.
Yeah, it's a shame. Look, he had no luck at all at Devonport. They went 10 or 15 metres and he got quite a bad check after the start. And look, the form guide's no indication on how he's going with that run. Look, from the red box, you've got to put him on top. I think he's got to be clear on top pick. 7, Spring Fall. Now, this ground was spotted again in Hobart on Thursday night, storming along the fence. Look, it just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, but it's going very good. 8, I put in Callaway Krusty. Interesting little stat change. He's never won on the Launceston track. He needs the fence. He's trained by Butch Devil. Look, he's got a good chance. Cut away, Krusty. And I put in number 4, Snoring Nora. Now, this greyhound's last few runs have been quite good. She'll be up near the lead. She battles on good. And I thought a run when she ran third behind Bailey's Comet and her own amount of time was 30.37 brings him with a chance. 1, 7, 8, and 4.
And in the last 3, good question, firing them all cylinders for Rod Reesley.
Yeah, Shane, look, he's my on-top pick here. Look, just disregard the time, 30.40 last week. If you looked at times and went on times alone, you'd think, well, he might not be able to win this race. And look, he's got a very good chance. He's got a good record of Launceston. He's won 2 from 4. He's in a very, very astute kennel. Look, I put him on top. Good question, number 5. I thought of 8, Oscar Ralph. Now, he's been beaten his last few, but he's been beaten in very, very quick times. Last week he got beat by Class Barb. He got beat a length and a half, and his amended overall time was 30.06. He's come up with box 8. I've clearly got him in a second. I put in number two for third, Bailey's Comet. A very, very strong win last week, run down Super Bowl, and I thought its effort to do so was quite good. And I put in number three, Winsome Tommy. Now, he missed the start in Hobart on Thursday night. He settled seventh off the mat. He zoomed through along the fence. And look, he found the lead mid-race, and he held on. He's going very good. He's a hit-and-miss beginner, but you must include him. 5, 8, 2, and 3.
So that makes the Queen in the first leg 2, 8, 4, and 5. In the second leg 8, 7, 6, and 3. Third leg 7, 8, 4. Last leg 5, 8, 2, and 3. Where's your best?
Shane, it's quite early and it's quite easy to find. Race 1, number 1, Code Black. Now there's no night trimmers in this race. He near zoomed to the lead. He's very strong. He's trained by Butch Devereaux. He's come up with box 1. That's ingredients for about $1.30 or $1.45, but he looks the winner. Race 1, number 1, Code Black.
So he ticks a few boxes there. Then they get the Devereaux on Tuesday. This is speaking of Rob Ransley Kennel. He's a split, which he wins in the first leg from box 1.
Yeah, Shane, look, it's my on-top pick, and look, Rod wouldn't put it in if it wasn't right, but it's had to have a slight setback. It hasn't raced since the 17th of June, so it's going on 6 weeks since it's run. Box 1, R. Ransley, it's got a lot of going for it, and it's run the... It's gone 25.85 at Devonport previously. I think from box 1 it's the way to go. Now there's a greyhound that's got very, very poor numerical form that's going a lot better than its form suggests in number 7, Miss Taylor. Now she might be big odds. I'd advise the listeners to have something, a ticket each tota, throw them in the Queen Ellis and some trifectas. I think she's going all right, number 7, Miss Taylor. 8 Mighty Sirius is battling on very, very well of late. We'll appreciate box 8 and go school my wife. And I put in number 2, Ultra White. Now this greyhound's dropping back from invitation class races at Launceston and come up with box 2 and has got very good speed. 1, 7, 8, and 2.
In the second leg, Steve Hupp doing a mighty job with the Nitro Greyhounds. Mate, clash here in the second leg.
Yeah, Shane, I've put them in the mix. I actually went with number 1, Red Nitro, only because of the box draw that he'll punch through. He might retain the lead, and if that's the case, he'll be very, very hard to beat. He's got a PB there of 25.56, and I really do think that 25.56 will win the race. Put in number 8, Senior Slammer. He raced an invitation class in Hobart on Thursday night. He was never in the race. Box 8, his last run at Devonport was from box 8 when he got beaten 4 3/4 lengths behind Dirty Rich. I think he's got a very, very good chance, Senior Slammer, number 8. 2, Pioneer Mogul. Look, been flying of late. His last couple have been a shade disappointing. He hasn't raced for a fortnight. He'll run a bold race from box 2. And 3, King Nitro. Very impressive over the 3:40 on Thursday night. Got to be in the mix. 1, 8, 2, and 3.
In the third week, Super Fund, Lisa Hobart winner.
Can't see why it can't win again, Shane. Look, Susan Gittes has come up with a 50-1 winner on Hobart on Thursday night in Waldini. And look, her kennel's going very, very good. Its last few runs have been quite good. I just think that it's got a chance. It's got a personal best at Devonport in 26.15, and I think if it runs anywhere near that sort of time, it'll be very, very hard to beat. 8 on top Super Funds. I put in number 3, Blue Fireball. Look, he's got a PB there of 25.86. He just seems to always find one better than him. He uses a bit of the track. He's going good for Phil Cassidy. Look, I put him in for second. I put in 5, Honest to Rod. Now, on Thursday night in Hobart, he ran last over the 3:40. His run prior to that, he ran second to Ukulele Swinger. His own amended time was 26.04. I will tell the listeners that he is a greyhound that must lead in his races to run very well. Off my speed map, there's a good chance that he might spear to the lead, and I put him in the mix, number 5, Honest to Rod. And I put in number 7, Crazy Amber. Now, it's one trained by Gary Johnson at Ulverston. Look, it's had 16 starts for 2 wins and 3 minor placings. It's got form at the Sandown Park and Warrigal. It fell at its last start at Warrigal. There's a couple of things that you've got to take to note. Gary Johnson wouldn't race if it wasn't right, and he wouldn't have it in his kennel if it didn't have any ability. I'm throwing in the mix. 8, 3, 5 and 7.
Well, not much room left on the cricket green speed wagon, but you can jump on it if you wish.
Listen, if I jumped on now, Shane, the tyres would go straight down to flat. It's as simple as that.
There's not much air in them now.
There's no air in them now. They're now. Look, I've got it on top. quick advance. Look, he's just a great, honest little dog. He's come up with box two again. He went 25.74 and he was very impressive last week. I can't see why he can't win again. Three, Daniels Bay. Now, he's got a personal best there of 25.42. He's had a little bit of a freshen up. Gary Fay does a very good job with his dogs, and look, he's a real life chance, number three, Daniels Bay. Seven, Dominator Girl, thought it hadn't been racing very well, and its second behind Quick Advance was very good. And I put in number four, Flash Innings, one of the likely leaders, and he always runs a great honest little race, number four. Two, three, seven, and four.
Which got is a Devonport Theatre, first leg, 1.782, second leg, 1.823, last I had the third leg, 8.357, and then the last leg, 2.37 and 4. What about the best?
Shane, you know, we love tipping greyhounds that are in form, and we love tipping in form kennels, and there's no kennel going better than Rod Ransley's at the moment. And race three, number one, Nardestrom. Again, I don't think it'll be any flash odds. Got box one, went 25.62 last week, won with ridiculous ease. His kennel's going good. Again, only around the $1.50, $1.60 mark. I think it's good value. Race three, number one, Nardestrom.
So, Launceston race one, number one, Code Black. Devonport race three, number one, Nardestrom. Thanks for your thoughts on the day.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again. Thanks, Sunday.